Today's Mishnah, Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Zion. So now we have a Mishnah that teaches us, and we're going to see that actually there's some minor machlokas in with the Mishnahs we had up until now. So up until now, the Mefarshim explained we were going Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. But we've got a machlokas, which was a major point in the Gemara Chulin, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to particularly the inyan of Chulin Shenas Altar Sakedesh and Shoah. So therefore, we're going to hear now a Mishnah entirely by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer on there, you should know there's another way of looking at all of this. Because actually, whether something is Chulin, whether something is Truma, whether something is Kodesh, whatever level of Tumah it has, it's exactly the same. In other words, there's not going to be a difference in whatever the Tumah is, as long as it's shayach to that Tumah, whether we're talking about Chul and Truma or Kodesh. So let me explain what I mean. Shloshtam are Shavim. So let's talk about, you've got a Rishon. It doesn't matter whether the Rishon is Kodesh, or whether the Rishon is Truma, or whether the Rishon is Chulin, it's going to cause exactly the same amount of Tumah. And therefore, whatever it is, a Rishon, if you were calling it Ha'echad, number one, so the number one Tumah, Rishon, is Metame Shnayim, Uposel Echad, B'Kodesh. So whether you started off with Chulin or you started off with Kodesh makes no difference. It's going to be able to give over literal Tumah to two different levels. And it can also give over psul, which is not tuma because it won't go any further, to one more level if that level is kodesh. Not the initial food being kodesh, but the level that it's touching being kodesh. So remember, until now we were talking about the level that was touched. Over here, Rabbi Eliezer is looking at it from the other point of view. What is touching? What is the food that is doing the touching? So the Rishon is always going to be able to be, in the case of Kodesh, to even be Posel Echad. So that means it makes the Kodesh a Sheni, the Sheni makes Kodesh Shlishi, and Shlishi makes Kodesh even a Revi. So in that case, it would be Metayim, Metamishnayim, Uposel Echad, and I don't care what that Rishon was. If it touched Kodesh, it's going to do the same, whether the thing that it was Chulin, or whether it was Kodesh itself. It started off as Chulin, that's a Rishon, it's going to end up making Kodesh a Revi. A Rishon, now let's talk about a Rishon of either Kodesh or Truma or Chulin. The din is that if it touches Truma, now let's talk about the interrelationship of it to Truma. So then the Rishon of any of those three levels will be Metame only one level and will pass one level if it's Truma. The Rishon, and I don't care whether this is a Rishon that was so chomur that it was Mamish Kodesh. Makes no difference if it's Chulin or if it's Kodesh. If you're talking about its impact on Truma, it's only Metame Echad Uposo Echad. So the Rishon of any type makes Truma a Sheni. The Sheni makes Truma a Shlishi. And that's it. Again, remember, that's it within its own context. As we said yesterday, the question of whether that touches something in a different context, so that the Sheni of Chulin could be Metame Truma as a Sheni to make the Truma a Shlishi, that's because it's a different context. But we're talking about within the same context, within the same set. So that would be the case of Rishon of any of the above for Truma. How about a Rishon of any of these for Chulin? Well, it will only make a Psul. It's not Metame at all. Why? Because you cannot make Chulin into something that will make a Shlishi, right? Sheni Shebechulin cannot make a Shlishi Bechulin. So therefore, the same way that we always define the difference of Psul or Tuma as affecting the set itself, in the set of chulin, is there such a thing as a shlishi? No. So then that means that a sheni shebechulin is only pasul, and it is not actually mitame something. Of course, using the word pasul isn't particularly helpful when we're talking about chulin. And this raises the other question, okay, so what about if it's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, and then you wouldn't be allowed to eat that chulin, maybe. Or if it's chulin shenasu al taras truma, where we saw that eino chinami, for the person who is noig is achilas chulin betaira, so then eino chinami. It would be posel, literally, and he wouldn't be able to eat it. That's true. But the main meaning of the word pasul is that it can't go beyond that. That's its maximum true. So it would be metame, echad, and when it comes, yeah, it can't be metame too. That's the echad. So it's metame echad pasul echad betruma, and it's pasul chulin, which is chulin being a sheni. Now let's talk about A sheni of either truma or kodesh or chulin. What's the din of that sheni? A sheni of any type is going to be able to be metame echad uposel echad bekodesh. Okay, that's quite clear. The sheni will make kodesh a shlishi, and the shlishi is actually tame, because kodesh can become a revi. And if it becomes Revi, it's pasul. You're not allowed to use that kodesh. Fine. That makes sense. Another thing to remember is that a sheni of any type of food is metame mashkin, even of chulin. Not only is it metame it, it's metame literally, in the sense it doesn't pasul it, it's metame it, which means that the mashkin are chozrim liot rishon. And therefore, they can be metame chulin to be a sheni. So even if they're chulin, we are calling them tome, mamash tome. And that's why. Because since mash can become a rishon, they're always going to be a state of tuma and not a state of psul. Very wonderful way to remember. Okay, and this doesn't matter. Whether you started off as a sheni, in this case, it makes no difference whether you started off as chulin or truma or kodesh. The din is that if you're a sheni, you're going to be metami mashke chulin. And the din is for, what did I just say? I gave you the pesel as a chulin, and I told you the din of metami mashke chulin. Yeah. Now, what about if it's a shlishi of either chulin, kodesh, or truma? How can you even have a shlishi b'chulin? So as we said before, it would have to be chulin shenasu al taras truma. Otherwise, it can't be a shlishi. So it's a virtual shlishi. So, but doesn't matter. Whether it's chulin shlishi, where that's possible, or truma, which certainly can be a shlishi, or kodesh, the din is that this is capable of being metame mashke kodesh. So here, it can only be, and this is also a very important distinction between the sheni and the shlishi. The sheni is able to actually be metame even mashke chulin, which means of its own type. But shlishi is only going to be metame mashke kodesh and will be able to be pasul kodesh food. So it can make kodesh food a revi, but that revi cannot go further in kodesh to make a chamishi. Therefore, it's called posel. But that means that mashkin of truma and chulin will not be chozrim liyos rishon from a shlishi. Only a kodesh mashkin can be mekabel tuma to be chozrim liyos rishon from kodesh and nothing else from the liquids. Okay, so that means that Aliba, the Shita, that we're saying over here, of Rebbe Eliezer, a shlishi of Truma can make Kodesh in Revi. And that means that it's actually, the Kodesh is not considered to be coming into contact with Tuma. if it's coming into contact with Truma. Now, that's not what we said before, because before we were going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. And Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, he said that a shlishi of Truma is considered to actually be a sheni for Kadesh. Why? Because the Shmira of Truma is not a good enough Shmira for Kadesh. And therefore, we give Truma a din of Tuma of Sheni, and it would actually make Kodesh a Shlishi. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, even Truma would only be able to make it a Revi, and we would not view a Shlishi as being the equivalent of Sheni. So that is one machlokas that we have between the Mishnah that we had yesterday and the Mishnah that we had today. Because in the Mishnah yesterday, we said there's two different dinim between regular Truma or Truma Shenasa Al Taras HaKadosh. So that was Rabbi Yehuda. Truma Shenasa Al Taras, we're talking about over there, Truma that was Nasa Al Taras HaKadosh is different because regular Truma, even if it's a Shlishi, is Tomei for Kadosh. Mashenken Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah holds that it's not true. Chulin, Truma, and Kodesh are always the same, which means that regular Truma is actually no different than keeping the Truma Kodesh in your mind, and therefore it's only going to be a Shlishi if that's what it was, because he says Beferish. Truma, that means regular Truma, Chulin and Kodesh are all the same. The Shlishi always does exactly the same thing, depending on what kind of food it touched. So obviously, we've got a serious machlokas here between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua. Fine. That's our first important machlokas, kedai to remember. Now let's move on. The next Mishnah, Perek Beit, Mishnah Chet. This is a continuation from the beginning of the Perek. So in the beginning of the Perek, remember that we had the machlokas about what you become if you actually eat something that's tummy. All right, so we said, ochel ochel sheni, everybody agreed that ochel ochel sheni becomes a sheni. Whether you were going according to Rabbi Yehoshua that no matter what it is that you eat, it's always considered to be the same din, it's always a sheni. Or you're going according to Rabbi Eliezer that whatever you eat, you become what it is that you eat. It happens to be that they converge in the din of the sheni. So somebody who eats a sheni definitely became mirabbanan a sheni. Of course, that's only if it was the shear of chatzipras and so on. Fine. And furthermore, we have another takana that's been central here that we keep coming back to, and that is that mashkin that are nitmoim with a sheni, they become a rishon. Because they're always chosen liyos tchila. So you put the two together, and what do you get? That someone who ate eichlin that are sheni is metame mashkin to be a rishon. If that's true, so then if you ate eichlin that are sheni, you are not allowed to be working in a beit abad. Why? Because what you're going to be doing is, by definition, turning all of the shemen as it's produced in that Beit Abad, you're going to be metame all of it to be a rishon, because this is mashkin. Shemen is one of the mashkin. And if you make it into something that's tamei, so then that means that when you're going to have to take off trumas and maaseres from it, you're going to be creating truma that is tamei. And since you have no way to take off truma tahira, you're not allowed to make it tamei in the first place. So even if all you did was eat a rishon, obviously, if you ate a sheni, obviously you ate a rishon, for sure that's true. But here it's true, even on a sheni, both Aliba Rabbi Yeshua and Aliba Rabbi Eliezer. Now, up until now, we did not talk about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We talked about chulin shenasu al taras truma, and we talked about truma Shenasa al taras hakodesh. But we've got a third category. Our third category is, what if somebody is so makpid that he even wants to treat his chulin as if it's on a darga of kodesh, that it could be makabel, a tuma of a revi? What's the din? Chulin shenasu al gabei kodesh, hare elu kechulin. So here it turns out that it's machlokas. The Tanakhama says that this is considered to be botla daite etzo kol otam. Since it's highly unusual for a person to be so makbid that he's going to pretend that this is kodesh, I mean, it's laughable, you know. It's not serious because nobody sees it that way. You cannot create a situation that the Rabbanon will take seriously where anybody who sees it says, like, what is that supposed to even mean? And therefore, it will be the same as regular chulin, and it won't make any nafkamina. It's going to be makabel maximum. It'll be pusel as a sheni, and it's not going to ever become a shlishi or a revi. Okay, this is different than chulin shenasu al taras truma, because that you had a lot of kohanim that would have truma and chulin in their house, and that was standard to make sure that you don't make a mistake. However, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok omer, it's not true. Chulin shenasu al taras hakedesh is more chomer than standard chulin. What's the din? Hare elu ketruma letame shnayim velifso echad. So according to him, they may not be the same as kodesh, but they are certainly, even though it's not kodesh mamish, it's at least as good as chulin shenasu al taras truma. And we said that chulin shenasu al taras truma, we didn't see that there was any machlokas before. That is not considered to be batla daita. And therefore, if something that's an av touches this chulin, so what would be the din? It makes it a rishon. And then it can be metame to make something a sheni, and then the sheni can actually passel the anything else to make it as a shlishi. So therefore, it does have actual chumras over stam chulin. So now that the question is that this would imply that we actually have a three-way machlokas about how it is that we view chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So what we have over here in the Mishnah before, we said that shlishi shebekulan posel la'ochlin shel kodesh, any of them. Over here, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadok is saying that only in this case we have chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, they cannot, even if we're treating them to be the same ketruma, it says over here that ketruma latame shnayim velifsol echad, right? That means that nobody seems to be agreeing with the previous mission who we just read, which is that shlishi shebekulan posel ochlin shel kodesh. And so that means aliba, the first Mishnah, which was the Rabbi Elazar, there it says beferish Rabbi Elazar in there. What would that mean? It means that you go directly to posel ochlin of kodesh, whatever you are, and we don't talk about the need for something to be chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh or shenasu al taras truma. He said, I don't care whether you start off as chulin or you start off as truma. The din is that you are actually going to be able to do the same thing. It says beferish, if they touch a rishain. So then you have rishain v'sheni, and the sheni is capable of posseling, it says. It can be poiso a shlishi. And they're not going to be able to make a revi b'kadesh. So then that means that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Elazar that all of the shlishis are the same, and they are able to posel ochlin shel kodesh, it said b'ferish, which means that they can make a revi. So this means that we also have a machlokas about what creates a revi b'kadesh. So according to Rabbi Elazar, in today's first Mishnah, the din is, well, they're all the same. Revi b'kodesh, it can be nifsal no matter what you started off as. And now, that would mean that we actually have a three-way machlokas, benogea, chulin shenasu, al tairas hakodesh. Because the Tana here says they are completely bat v'daita yitzel kol adam, and therefore the din is that they're mamish, like normal chulin. They don't have any chumrah at all. According to Rabbi Elazar that we had in the previous Mishnah, so they have a din of kedesh mamish. And according to our Mishnah, the Chora, which is the Tanakama, so they are not considered to have any. That's the way that the Rambam paskins. But according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadok in our Mishnah, they do have a kedusha, but not the kedusha of kedesh. They have the kedusha of truma. This is the pashtus of the sugya. So that seems to be what Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadok is saying. Fine, which would mean only the shlishi would be as reviv the kedesh, but maybe the din would be that the shlishi would be making a reviv, so then that would be the same as Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, in which case it would only be two shitas. Okay, that seems to be the way the Rashba learns it, but that the pashtus is that there's really three different approaches to chulin shenatzar al taras hakedush. So we've got this machlokus about whether stam chulin that come in touch with kedush can make a revi, or whether they have to be chulin shenatzu al taras truma, or whether they could even be chulin shenatzu al taras hakedush, alibla Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadok. So, all right, we've got some sense of the six different levels that we have in the ability to be mekabel truma or to be metame, the difference between chulin, truma, kedush, chulin shenatzu al taras truma, truma shenatzu al taras hakedush, chulin shenatzu al taras hakedush. So we've got six different levels, and we've got three different shitas, probably machlokas, but three different shitas about how far we would treat chulin shenatzu al taras hakedush. Do we treat them as stam chulin? Do we treat them as chulin shenatzu al taras truma? Or do we give them a din of kedush mamish?